Hi, welcome to the lunchroom. I'm Isabel.
I'm Judy.
I'm Caitlin.
And this is episode 10 of our podcast. So today we'll be playing We're Not Strangers. We're not strangers.
Yay. We're not really strangers.
Typically a card game, but we're going to be playing it on a podcast.
And like the rules, I'll just say briefly, are one person asks the question and the other two will answer. So to start, what do you guys think I've been binge-watching lately?
Anime. You said you were binge-watching Jujutsu Kaisen, but I know you finished it. But as of right now, I don't know what you're watching.
I thought she was binge-watching Vincenzo.
Sis, I finished that.
Yeah, you finished it. Judy, you have to watch it.
Oh yeah, I started before Isabel, but somehow I'm still on episode 3.
Sis, I finished it in like 2-3 days.
What are you binge-watching now then?
Give us a clue.
Kate should know it. It's anime. The main character has pink hair and wears green glasses.
Oh! Psyche!
Yeah!
I love Psyche! It's called The Disastrous Life of Psyche, right? What? Are you watching the renewed one or before the renewed version?
Oh, I didn't even know they had a renewed one.
Yeah, Netflix renewed 6 episodes. It's not that good. You gotta watch the original one.
I think I'm watching the original one.
Are you watching it dubbed or sub?
Subbed, of course. The fuck dubbed?
Dubbed is really good for Psyche, though. It's one of those few animes that the sub actors, voice actors, are actually really good. It matches Psyche's personality.
Oh, interesting. I watched sub so I could get the whole experience.
Okay, you're trying to learn Japanese, I guess.
But yes. I do want to know some Japanese, so when I do travel, maybe I can, you know, talk with the people. But I was going to ask, Judy, do you know the anime?
No, I don't. I don't know a lot of animes.
You should watch Jujutsu Kaisen, though.
It's really good. Action-packed. Humor-packed. Mm-hmm. Watch Psyche K if you're into gags and sitcoms and psychic powers.
I'll start after I finish Vincenzo.
Okay, that's gonna be forever.
This is still on episode 3.
All right, next is my turn. What fast food restaurant do you think I'm most likely to drive through? What's my order?
What fast food restaurants are there? Chick-fil-A, McDonald's, Burger King,
Five Guys, Wendy's, Shake Shack,
maybe. Ooh, I actually think McDonald's because of the BTS meal that they have. So yeah, McDonald's.
I was thinking McDonald's, too.
Should we get the BTS meal, right?
Okay, but, like, say there's no BTS meal right now. I feel like just look at chicken nuggets, right? Chicken nuggets and fries.
And maybe a coffee.
I don't like fast food chain coffee.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, not McDonald's.
I think I would get chicken nuggets and fries.
Is that what you usually order?
I would get a burger with that, too.
What, like Big Mac?
Maybe not a Big Mac. I just get their, like, normal...
Chicken sandwich?
Oh, I like chicken sandwiches, yes.
Have you tried Chick-fil-A's chicken sandwich or Popeye's chicken sandwich?
Or Burger King's?
Chicken sandwich is good. Burger King's is pretty good, too. I've never had Chick-fil-A.
Must try.
No, I will put that on the list, too, after I finish Vincenzo.
I'm going to put everything on the list.
Your list is so long.
All right, Caitlin's turn. Okay, so close your eyes. What color are my eyes?
We'll say on count of three. Ready? 1, 2, 3. Blue.
Orange.
Shit, bro. Damn.
I'm kidding. It's brown.
Brown, yes, it is brown.
That was such a surprise.
Right?
Bro, give me a minute, yeah. I was like, is it hazel? Anyway. Right. Do I seem like a coffee or tea person? Sweet or unsweetened?
Coffee, for sure.
Definitely coffee.
Didn't you go through...
That's not even a question.
Wait, didn't you go through coffee withdrawal?
Not really. I mean... I just got really, like, tired and got some headaches.
That's withdrawal.
So too much sugar, right? Yeah.
Okay, maybe I got a little bit with the coffee withdrawal, okay? It was a tough time.
You don't like your coffee black?
No, I don't like black coffee. I actually don't enjoy... Bitter? Yeah, I don't enjoy the original bitterness and also, like, sometimes, like, the sourness that comes with it. Mm-hmm. I know you like yours black without sugar, too.
Yeah, I like mine slightly bitter, but I can also drink sugary coffee. What does my foam wallpaper tell you about me? If I show you, does it start recording?
Isn't it Lisa from Blackpink?
Right now, it's Lisa from Blackpink.
Does she have abs in that picture?
She does. It's her recent, I think it's Vogue Japan cover, one of her covers.
Wow.
I think that wallpaper serves as motivation for you to also get abs, right?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's so cute. I love that.
Usually, whoever's on my lock screen has abs. So it's a gentle reminder.
I'm never going to end up as her lock screen then.
When you get abs, maybe you will.
My one pack.
I also have a one pack.
So. You guys could get 11 line abs.
Oh, yeah. Isn't that like line down your...
It's the lines on the side.
Oh, so basically it's a one pack.
Yeah, so it's a more defined one pack.
Oh, I want
different.
11.
It's different from my one pack. It's my one pack is more round.
Line two.
All right, okay. Now it's Kate.
Yeah, now it's my turn. Do I remind you of anyone?
Yeah.
A bitch?
What? Do you remind us of anyone?
For me, no.
You remind me of Caitlin. You remind me of you.
Great, I'm one of a kind. How about looks-wise?
I don't think I've ever met anyone like you.
Yeah. You're built different.
Unique. Though. Unique, you heard?
Built different.
You do kind of remind me of one of my friends.
Oh, you're not unique, sis.
I guess not.
Well, like your personality kind of reminds me of someone else. But other than that, I think you're pretty unique. All right, Isabel's next.
Do I seem like someone who would tattoo a name on myself? Why or why not?
I think you would tattoo my name on yourself. So yeah, you do.
Why?
Well, I know you do have tattoos. I don't know if you tattoo a name on yourself. Maybe if it like has special meaning, because I know you tattoo things that are meaningful to you. So like if it's meaningful, like my name, you would tattoo it on yourself.
Yeah, you think highly of yourself, don't you?
Hey, Judy, sit down. Humble yourself.
I'm already sitting. Sit down. I'm as humble as I can be.
Lay down.
What about you, Kate? What do you think?
I don't think she would tattoo a name on herself.
Really?
I think Isabel would do something more like a symbol, something that reminds her of that person. She wouldn't do like a name. Name isn't as cool.
Really?
Because pictures. I said pictures. Pictures. What is that called? Pictures
symbolize
1,000 words or something. What is that quote?
Oh, pictures are worth 1,000 words.
Yeah.
Are worth more than 1,000 words.
Something like that.
Now that I think about it, though, a picture tattoo makes more sense. Because what if you have a falling out with the person? Then you got to get it removed.
I mean, the same could be with the picture, too.
But you can always try to associate that picture with something else. If it's a name, that's kind of hard to associate.
Yeah, I don't think I would get someone's name on me. I would most likely get something that reminds me of them.
Do you want to talk about what tattoos you have already? Or where would you get your next tattoo?
So I have like 3 tattoos. I have one on my wrist that I did by myself. It was a stick and poke that I did in my friend's basement, which was a bit bad idea. The other two, they're on my left arm. So one of them is the hands of the creation of Adam. And then the other one is by my friend. It was her own personal like drawing. And I basically like booked it when I saw it on her Instagram. And her Instagram is at Ray Inc. RRAEINK.
Look at that plug, bro.
Yeah, hit her up for tattoos, you know? Yeah. Next is my question. What compliment do you think I hear the most?
You're really so nice.
Yeah.
Or like you're so quiet.
Or you're easygoing.
You're so quiet is also another one I hear a lot.
Easygoing? I don't know if that's a compliment, though.
Yeah. I don't think so either, but everyone's just like, oh, you're so quiet, or like, oh, like, you're so nice, and I'm just like, oh, okay.
Oh, Kate said easygoing. Do people say that to you?
I don't think I've heard easygoing, but maybe that's kind of incorporated into kind.
How do you react when someone says, oh, you're so nice? Because this is like a compliment, quote unquote, right?
I think at first I felt like it was a compliment, but then, like, the more I hear it, the more I'm like, then I'm not really sure, like, if you know me that well, if that's like the only compliment you can think of.
I agree.
I mean, I can compliment you right now. Another compliment besides nice.
Compliment me. Come on.
You're so nice. Kidding.
Empathetic. Yeah.
Empathetic?
Yeah. Determined.
You're like ambitious too.
Wow. All these compliments making me, wow, making me sweat.
Not blush?
I have blush. I don't know why. Sweat. Who's next? Caitlin, the compliment queen.
What's the most exciting improvement you've been seeing in me recently?
I think it's you trying to also be more understanding.
Ooh, yes.
Am I not always understanding?
You've always been understanding, but I think recently you've been trying to see from the other person's perspective without trying to push yours onto them. You know what I mean?
No.
Like, you try to take the other person's point of view into account.
But I thought I always do that.
I don't know, maybe you're just more expressive with it, like, recently. Yeah.
I think it's also because we recently, like, had a talk and we, like, worked some things out. So that might have come into play.
Interesting.
What do you think you've improved on recently, then?
Nothing.
Or what don't you agree on?
I feel like I have been understanding of people, but it's just that, like Judy said, I don't express it, even though I do understand what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah, I guess, like, because you're showing it more, and I think from that conversation, that's why I think you've improved in that aspect.
I think also, like, in general, we've all been giving each other, like, more space, because we see each other less now, but it's not, like, a bad thing.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I feel like sometimes, like, you kind of need that, right?
Yeah, because it makes seeing you guys more special. We're not around each other 24/7. But, yeah, great question, Caitlin. Great auto-generated question. Okay.
I guess we're taking a turn.
Yeah, we are. We're going to take a turn because it's Isabel's turn now.
Do you think I fall in love easily? Why or why not?
I don't know. I haven't known you for that long to be able to be like, I don't know, Kate, what do you think?
I don't think she falls in love that easily because I feel like Isabel has really high standards.
What?
That's what I was going to say.
Do I have high standards? I thought they were normal.
Have you ever been in love?
I don't think so. I think, like, love is a really strong word.
Mm. So have you liked someone really, like, a lot? A big crush?
I think I've liked somebody before, yeah. But that was, like, back in high school. Like, sophomore year? No, junior year.
Do you count
year.
That? Ooh, junior.
Yeah, junior year.
So you haven't had a crush since then?
I don't think so. I mean, the thing is, I don't really talk to people that much. And also, by that time, my friends were basically my friends. Like, there was no one else new to meet.
Yeah, so Isabel's never been in love. Hit her up in the comment section of our Instagram. All right, next question. What do you think my type is?
Smart.
Same type of humor.
More talkative?
Yeah, I would think so, because I don't know how to talk, y'all.
No. I think you're just more quiet, that's why.
I'm not a conversation starter. So
yeah, but if the right conversation comes up, I feel like you're, like, with any person, you're going to have a lot more to say.
Mm-hmm.
I agree. To just be tall.
He does need to be taller than me.
How many? Do you have a minimum height requirement?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'm, like, 5'4", so anyone could be taller than me. But 6 feet,
least, that's your
at
minimum?
Least 5'9". At least 5'9".
5'9", she said. Okay.
Gotta give them some leeway.
Do looks matter a lot to you?
You can look however you want to look, because personality really matters. But on a scale of 1 to 10, I would say, like, looks are a 7.
5'9 guy, handsome, smart, has good humor, a good conversationalist, able to really just vibe with Judy.
Yeah, you gotta be packing too. Like money-wise.
Okay. I was like, packing.
Wow. It would also be nice if it was packing in some other way.
That's 6 figures? Nothing less?
7 figures? Right? Right? Is that
holy
right?
Shit. 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah, billions.
Yeah. Wait, 7 figures is millions?
Oh, million. Bro. Kate had to stutter because she's like, you sure 7 figs?
It's a lot.
Wow. We said Isabel's standards are high, but my standards seem pretty high.
She's like, goodbye to 6 figs, 7 figs.
All right.
Caitlin.
What do you think is my favorite childhood TV show? Do I even have one? I gotta think about this.
You give off a lot of SpongeBob SquarePants.
I've never watched SpongeBob.
Like the old animations. Really? You've never watched
SpongeBob? I've never watched SpongeBob. I've never watched. I watched like clips of
that. That's who you remind me of. You kind of remind me of SpongeBob. You're like a combination of Squidward and SpongeBob.
The fuck?
She said you were Squid and a Sponge.
So I don't even know what that means because I don't even watch it.
Then you gotta watch the show.
Ew. I feel like it's really overrated.
Yeah, it's kind of dumb. But it was entertaining when you were a kid.
When you watch it when you're like 7 or 8, it's your whole life.
Yeah. It was quality gold. I feel like you're like an American, like, kid, right?
I am.
Oh my god, you watch Barbie, but that's not a TV show.
Yes, the Barbie movies are so good.
I agree. The newer ones suck.
The OG ones.
Ooh.
Princess and the Pauper.
Ooh. Yes. The Swan Lake.
Diamond Castle.
Ooh, the 12 Dancing. The
Princess. Yes, 12 Dancing Princesses. That one's so good. That was good.
Kate, are you a Disney kid?
Yeah. I watched like Good Luck Charlie. What else is on there?
Phineas and Ferb.
Every once in a while, but wasn't a big fan.
Did you watch Sweet Life on Deck?
No, I didn't like that show at all.
What?
I hated that show.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. You're such a weird kid.
Yeah. Oh, Wizards of Waverly Place. I love that show. Oh, I still watch it sometimes on Disney.
Next up is Isabel again.
How likely am I going to go camping?
Well, based on the fact that you and I both watch Stephanie Sue videos, so maybe you won't go camping. But if you do, like, I think you'd be pretty high maintenance about it.
Isabel doesn't strike me as a camping outdoors. She doesn't strike me as a camping person, but she's still an outdoors person, but just not camping.
Yeah, I don't think I could ever go camping. Can you think about it? Like, all the bugs, you have to sit on the dirt. Yeah,
I just think about it. Go in a tent.
Yeah, you could. But then think about it. Sometimes, like, there's people who are hiding out in the woods. And they come back to you.
Scary.
Yeah. Or, like, your hands can get dirty, and it's like, where will you get your water, huh? In the river? But where's the river? In the forest.
But what's in the forest? We don't know.
Exactly.
Go camp out in the park.
That's even more dangerous.
The park?
Yeah.
Public park?
Yeah.
Or the beach?
That sounds extra dangerous, the beach.
Yeah. Okay. You know that's where, like, some killers dump bodies?
Hey.
That took, like, a sharp turn.
You mentioned Stephanie Sue.
I'm telling you, once you listen to Stephanie Sue, you kind of don't want to do anything anymore.
Yeah. Also, like, the Reddit's Let's Not Meet.
Oh my gosh. Those are scary.
Yeah. Anyway. Judy, it's your turn.
All right, let's lighten the mood. Who do you think my celebrity crush is?
Blackpink.
Like, one singular person.
Lisa.
Jennie?
My celebrity crush?
Okay, I don't think it's Blackpink.
Is it? Oh, Conan O'Brien.
Oh my god. How did you know that?
Wait, is it actually?
Yeah, because she asked us in the group chat before. Yeah. She's like, would you rather? you know.
Because we watched Love Actually. No, we didn't watch Love Actually. What was it called? We watched
Crazy Stupid Love.
Oh yeah, Crazy Stupid Love. And then I think someone, like Ryan Reynolds, asked Emma Stone, like...
No, I think it was her friend.
Was it her friend? I think maybe it was her friend.
Why is he your celebrity crush?
He's tall.
He is.
Eight figures, not even seven figures, right?
He's funny. Also, he went to Harvard. My man's smart.
Whoa. He went to Harvard?
I could be getting that wrong, but he graduated from a Ivy. I think it was Harvard. Well, I don't know if he's my celebrity crush, but he's on, like, my list if I met someone and I was married. Like, you know that list where you're up, like one fling with a celebrity? He's number one. If I was like 10 years older and had a kid with him, that kid would be a genius. Like, my humor and his humor plus his height combined.
Agreed.
Be a great baby. He'd be making me millions. The baby, not Conan O'Brien. The baby. But he's also married and has 2 kids, so.
Do you think he's cute?
He's like a 6 out of 10 on good days.
On a good day.
What is he on a bad day, then?
So, next question.
Okay. Caitlin, it's your turn.
Do you think I am usually early on time or late for events? Why?
Maybe, like, 5 minutes early or, like, exactly on time, depending on the event.
I feel like you'd be on time.
No.
Late?
You got it right.
Really?
Oh, early?
Yeah. can't just be on time because I have to take into account of like whatever could go wrong. Yeah. That's how. Yeah, gotta be on time. Oh, not on time. Early.
Well, if you're early, you're on time.
But yeah, it depends. Because if it's like for work or anything important, then I'll just go early. But if it's like a meetup with a friend, not that important. I guess maybe like 2 minutes late or on time.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, for hangouts, I would not give two fucks. So probably like an hour late, maybe.
I'm going to start telling her an hour early. To all of our events. Like if it starts at 8, I'm going to tell her it starts at 7.
You're going to have to do that for me. I'm always late.
We had a movie night and I told everyone 8:15 because we're going to start at 8:30 and they all showed up 8:45.
Oh, yeah, I was showering.
Yeah, I was showering too.
And they knew they should be on by 8:30 and they still chose to take a shower.
Not important. That's why.
So for graduation, you would also be like early, right?
I don't care about graduation.
Okay. Y'all are like, for graduation. Okay. So what do you think my go-to karaoke song is?
What do you listen to?
I don't know if you'll get this.
Can I get a clue?
It's an old song. It was by Bob and I forgot her name, but she's the singer of Paramore.
Oh, I don't know this.
Oh, wait. I think I know that song. Hold on.
It's not Jets, but it's...
Airplanes.
Yes.
Oh, wait, I love that song.
Yeah. It's such a good karaoke song.
Does it go like airplanes in the night
yeah,
sky?
Yeah, airplanes, airplanes, like airplanes. Stars. Nah, 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 nah. Yeah.
Wait, who's that actually by?
Bob.
B.O.B.
Oh, I thought it was by like Rihanna or something. Oh,
no. Make an assumption about me.
I think, honestly, this is probably far-reaching. Maybe you care a good deal about what other people think about you and how you're perceived.
Wow, such a deep assumption. I think that's true. I do care a lot about what other people think about me. I think I try to come across very neutral. I think that's also why I keep getting like the "you're so kind" compliment.
Yeah. Because
my personality when I'm with people, I'm not very, I don't really have like conflicting opinions, or even when I do, it's not so conflicting that there's gonna be like conflict. So even if I have like a different opinion or if I don't agree or something, I'm not very confrontational about it.
That makes sense. I can relate to that.
Any other assumptions?
You like raw seafood?
I do really like sashimi. I can also eat raw oysters with lemon and sriracha.
Oh, have you ever had like raw crab? Like marinated crab?
Yeah. It's really good.
Oh, I really want to try it.
I want to try raw beef. Is it beef tartare?
Oh, I think so.
I see that's really good. So I want to try.
Would you say you're an adventurous eater then?
I would think so. I just can't eat cooked fish. Fish soup, I cannot have.
Fish soup is so good.
Really? I don't like the texture of like fish in soup. If it's fried fish, I can maybe eat it.
Interesting. Caitlin, your turn.
What about me is most strange or unfamiliar to you? Why y'all be laughing at every question I say? It's like it's so funny.
You're just funny, you know?
Just a comedian. Ronald exactly. McDonald. Your obsession with vacuuming is a little unfamiliar to me, not gonna lie.
Vacuuming helps
with your
calm soul.
I agree.
I think it's nice. It's just when we first started Zooming, I would see you just vacuuming in silence on the Zoom. Just be a little bit strange.
Oh my God. Caitlin's sleeping on the floor.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Oh yeah.
Because she doesn't want to get her bed dirty.
Yes.
Okay, because the listeners don't know. Because I don't want to get my bed dirty, so I just sleep on the floor. I don't sleep, like, flat on the floor with, like... no, actually, I have done that. But usually, yeah. I sleep on a yoga mat, and I just knock out for a good nap.
That reminds me, because you said floor. She also likes to, like, watch her neighbors.
That her window. So creepy.
She likes to people watch. There we go.
I gotta see what's happening with my block, you know, the neighborhood watch. Gotta see what people are up to. I'm nosy like that.
Oh, also, like certain colors make you dizzy. Like I can't wear this blue sweater because it makes it makes Caitlin like dizzy.
Yeah, something. It's like a bluish kind of.
It's like a dark blue.
That is true. I found that unfamiliar.
Kind of wild. I can't wear this sweater around her.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. I feel like other people might have the same thing. If you have the same thing, DM us.
Yeah. Do you have any more that you think is strange or unfamiliar about Kate? You seem to have a lot. What do you think of
it? So she's so unique, you know?
Oh. It's like Caitlin's like obsession with the Kewpie mayo. I think it's Kewpie.
Oh, Kewpie, yeah. That mayo is so good. I eat it with everything.
Yeah. Tell them what else you ate it with.
What did I eat it with? Meat? Rice? What fruit? Yeah, what fruit?
Orange.
Oh, orange. Yeah, it tastes so good with an orange. Oranges? Yeah, you taste so good. The mayo with melons? Wow.
You're like that guy on TikTok that ate watermelon with mustard.
What?
Yeah.
I don't like mustard like that.
I don't like mustard.
Would you put that mayo on watermelon though?
I would.
It is a lot sweeter than like, say like Hellman's mayo.
Yeah, yeah.
They use it to make spicy mayo.
Mm-hmm.
That's why it's so good. Anyway, let's do this last question, right, with all of us.
Okay.
I think it'll be fun.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how open do you feel I am with you? Explain.
10 being very open.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and 1 being not open at all.
So we're doing Judy first, right?
Yeah, yeah. And then we can just...
And then we take complaints. Yeah. Yes.
Wow.
I would probably say like a... I would say like probably... I'm leaning towards like a 6.
Like how open I am with you?
Yeah. But that's because we haven't had a lot of like one-on-one talks.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think when we're in a bigger group, you're not as open about how you feel. Right? Because I feel like on our one-on-one talks, you were more open because you had the space and you had my full attention. And I was asking you directly and not just like in general.
Mm-hmm.
And with and I think just taking into account, like you mentioned before, I've known you for like 1.5 years. Right? I think we could get to know. I think like there's more room for you to kind of like open up to me in the years to come. And also, like, I think if we just have, like, more, like, talks together, then we'll be able to open up with each other more. Because I think also, like, another thing, you're not as vocal.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. But I didn't know we were trying to be friends past this year.
Shut up. You're so annoying.
What about you, Caitlin?
A 7.5.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Because I think you have opened up more to me. Because we do have more chats. Because sometimes I'm on the Zoom more than Isabel, that's why.
Mm-hmm.
But I think over time it's also gonna gradually increase for Isabel too, as we get to have more of those one-on-one talks.
Mm-hmm. I think also personally I'm just less open with people than I was in high school.
Mm-hmm. I don't think that's a bad thing though. Do you think that's like a bad thing? Or
I think it's a vast improvement, because there were definitely some wild times in high school.
Love that.
All right, time to Caitlin. On a scale of 1 to 10, how open do we feel Caitlin is with us?
Yeah, how open do you feel I am with you guys?
I would say an 8 out of 10.
It's pretty high up there.
I feel like I know more about you than you guys know about me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I feel like we do share more with you than you share with us, but you can share when you're ready.
Yeah. I was gonna say, like, a 9 to 10.
But you guys have known each other for a while.
Yeah, that's why. I'm gonna say like 9.5, right? Because so then there's like more room, so we could be more. Actually, I'm just gonna say like, you know, like a 9.
And it just keeps getting lower and lower.
I was gonna say like a 9.
So you guys can grow.
I was gonna say like probably like a 9.5, 9.6.
That's really high up there.
I feel like you're pretty open with me, right? Like even if you're not vocal about it, like I can, like, kind of sense how you're feeling and, like, what your mood is. If I ask you, like, what's up, you will tell me. Yeah. And then you'll also kind of, like, explain why. Which is why I think you're pretty open with me. And also, we've known each other for so long, and we've also, like, grown over the years with each other. we're bound to like be more open about how we're feeling.
Yeah.
So that's why.
I think what Isabel mentioned about like being able to feel like what you're feeling, even if you're not saying it, is probably why my number is so high too, even though we've only known each other for like a year or so.
I can't hide my emotions.
That's a good thing.
I mean,
that's not a good thing.
I think it's fine though. I think when it comes to probably like more professional settings, you're able to hide it. Mm-hmm. But I think amongst like your friends,
it's nice to know like what someone is feeling.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Yes. Now on to Isabel.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how open do you guys feel I am with you?
I think I would also say 8 for Isabel. Or maybe like 7.5. Mainly just because Caitlin's more on the Zoom more often than Isabel, so there's more chances for us just to like talk, but not as much with Isabel. I think if she were on like the same amount, it'd probably be the same number.
Yeah.
We just haven't been able to spend that much time.
Yeah, I feel like I'm also like pretty vocal about how I'm feeling sometimes too.
I also agree. I think maybe like it's high up there.
Bitch, you don't give me an 8?
I said it's high up there. So probably 9.5 also to 9.6.
She's copying me, bro.
Yeah, we talk. If like something's wrong, we talk about it. We communicate really well. We're honest with our feelings. So I feel like we are really open with each other. Because we have nothing to hide anyways.
Exactly.
Feel like, yeah.
Yeah, I feel like if you just kind of let it pile up, it's going to cause more problems.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I really like. We're all really good with communication. And if we feel that something's off, we'll address it. And if one person doesn't, then someone else will.
Yeah, you got to be confrontational sometimes.
I think that's also why I don't have to say anything sometimes, because either Caitlin or Isabel will address it. And I'm just saying, they're like, it has been addressed. No need.
But you mentioned you're not as confrontational.
Yeah.
But maybe like later on when you're more open with us.
I can just be like, hey, yo, Kate, that was not it. Or like, hey, yo, Isabel.
I'm waiting for that day.
Me too.
Cool. Great relationships all around.
Communication is key, sis.
Yes.
Or bro. Well, that's a wrap.
Thank you for our episode 10.
We hope you enjoyed our answers. And if you want us to play We're Not Really Strangers again, please let us know in the comments or reviews.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
See you next Saturday.
Bye.
Bye.